If you're new to Amazon, the thing I wouldn't do again is I would not do a trademark. Listen up. I had to get category approval to sell my healthcare product in the UK Amazon platform. I ended up getting banned. What I should have done and what I ultimately ended up doing was I was nicely selling my product. Everything was going well. One day, I just start seeing just negative reviews, all the same issue. $20,000 worth of stock went into the bin. This next mistake would have easily have just crippled anyone who's in this Amazon business. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser and I am a Amazon e-commerce seller who's done over $45 million in sales. But guess what? Without designing my own product. That's right, $45 million globally without designing my own product. But as amazing as that sounds, it is amazing, just a humble guy down in Tweed Heads, it hasn't come easy. And I'm going to share with you today some of the top mistakes that I've made in this 6-7 year journey of selling on Amazon and e-commerce around the globe. Now, the first one that comes to mind is this one here, and I've even brought some props in today. Now, this one is my very first product. You're probably thinking, Matt, what the fuck is that? Well, it's not what you think, and I know what you're thinking. It's not that. This is a car chamois, and if I just pop this top off here, very, very carefully, just inside there is the car chamois. And you know what? I was pretty proud of this product, to be honest. I designed this from scratch, having got the plastic mold done in China. It was like $5,000 just to do that. Came up with the branding myself, Patriot Auto Products. Just this, there was so much that actually went into this design, now that I think back. But guess what, guys? It didn't work. And I lost, something in the vicinity of $15,000+. But the key thing I want to tell you though is, why did I lose all this money? Why didn't I get this money back? It was because I just didn't understand the marketplace. There was just so much competition and so many bigger and better brands in the car cleaning niche that people just were like, we're just going to go with the brand that we all know to work on my very special vintage car, for example. Yeah, so that was the first one that didn't work out. So, when I did have this product in the marketplace, I was in a training program. But the difference was, unlike what I provide now to my clients, my private clients get one-on-one day-to-day mentoring and coaching. So probably wouldn't have made that mistake if they were with me. So the second big mistake, and this was a fuck up, because I was setting up in the UK. So you can imagine I've now conquered America. I was making a ton of cash, and now I'm transferring now. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get into the UK. Now, to get into the UK, you have to set up a UK company. So I've gone through all that hassle, and it's like thousands of dollars to set up. Then I've set up my Amazon account. Now, what I had to do then was I had to get category approval to sell my healthcare product in the UK Amazon platform. Now, it's a little bit tricky. You've got to get this approval, but I didn't know at the time there was a particular method to get it approved. So what ended up happening was I ended up getting banned to sell in that category. Because if you apply 3 times and you get rejected, that's it. You can't then go back and reapply to get this category ungating approval a 4th time. And so that was it. I was out. And so I was like, you go to all this trouble of setting up the UK account, which is a pain, the company. And of course, it wasn't just the UK company. I had to set up all the bank accounts over there. So it's a real, real mission to get this sorted out. And then at this final moment, I've now been denied by Amazon for this particular category. I was just like, oh no, this cannot be happening. So And I think in hindsight, what I was doing was I was trying to save some money. That's what I think I was doing at the time. This is going back a few years ago now, because what I should have done and what I ultimately ended up doing was using a special experienced agent who can get category approval done for you in a matter of seconds. And I think the cost of doing that is about $1,000. So I would have been better off just biting the bullet, spending the $1,000 and getting someone who's experienced at getting ungating sorted, and I wouldn't have had the hassle, because then I had to go back and literally reapply for a whole new UK company and bank accounts and everything. It was a big, big disaster. Now, the next mistake I made, and this is more of a just not knowing what you don't know. And I'd started out in 2018 and my goals, I thought, pretty big. My goal was really just to bring in some extra money into the household to help pay some bills. And hey, it sounded good that if I could bring in enough money to actually like replace my day job or maybe save up to buy some property, I thought that was gonna be awesome. I remember writing down my goals of about $10,000 to $30,000 a month. I think initially I wanted $10,000 a month in revenue within like the first year. And then after that, sort of like year number three, I was hoping to get $30,000 to $50,000 a month. And the mistake that I made early on was that I was just thinking way too small, right? Way too small. Because what ultimately happened in a pretty short amount of time was I sort of smashed through 10,000, smashed through 20,000. I'm doing 50,000 US dollars a month. And this, remember, back then was just Amazon USA. Because now I'm in like a lot of countries around the world. So this is just Amazon USA. I smashed through $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. $100,000 a month. Oh my God. I'm like going to be rich. Then went through 200,000, 300,000, 500,000. I'm not even joking. I got all the way up to close to 800,000 US dollars a month in sales, and I was just gobsmacked. And it was around that time that I started branching out into Shopify and then scaling the business across other marketplaces. So you just don't want to underestimate the power of the Amazon marketplace. It is a beast. So make sure you think big. All right, this next mistake was an absolute doozy and could have easily have just crippled anyone who's in this Amazon business. And what had happened, I was nicely selling my product, everything was going well. And then one day I just start seeing this negative review, then multiple negative reviews. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is not good. And they were all the same issue. And it was the cracking of the plastic cap that goes on top of the device. I was like, oh shit, what am I gonna do now? So what I ended up having to do was completely discard $20,000 worth of stock, went into the bin. Now that alone, you're thinking, oh shit, $20,000. For most people, that would cripple you, right? And what's your first port of call after that? It's going to be straight back to the manufacturer, right? How are you going to get on the phone? Say, you've just sent me stock that is freaking ruined and you're going to be pissed off. Yeah, so I go back to the supplier, say, look, all this stock's rubbish. It's cracking. And now, thankfully, the manufacturer said, look, I will replace all those devices. Yeah, all done. But that's not really the big, that's like good. But the bigger problem is I've now got all these negative reviews in the Amazon marketplace. So now I've gone from like a 5-star rating down to, I think at the time was like a 3-star rating, right? Which is horrific, because you rely on reviews when you're selling your product in a place like Amazon. The more reviews you have and the better reviews you have means you're gonna make way more sales. And so it wasn't just the fact that I've now got these negative reviews, which are now going to slow down my sales velocity, but it was also the fact that I had to discard $20,000 worth of stock. So all the stock's now gone. Now I've got to wait. And I think it was like 6 to 8 weeks I had to now wait for the manufacturer now send in more replacement devices that I could sell. So I'm down for up to 2 months. I've got these negative reviews that are slowing ultimately ended up slowing down my velocity. So it was all a great big, what I would call a great big kerfuffle. But I would say don't let these types of issues wear you down though, because, you know, now that I've done over 45 million in sales, I can easily look back during these beginning teething issues and say, well, look, you know, I'm really glad I didn't quit, because if I'd quit at the time because I was just beginning, you know, getting all too stressful, then you obviously you're not going to see the growth in time. You know, these issues that happen in your journey become little blips. You just got to stay focused on the big goals. Now, the other thing that I made a big mistake on was I spent too much money on my very first product. So I'm going to bring back in the chamois and give you, tell you why. Now, I just spent, it wasn't so much that I spent money like on stock or anything like that. I would say that was probably an issue, but just little things that you probably won't know about and people probably don't even tell you about. So if you're new to Amazon, listen up. The thing I wouldn't do again is I would not do a trademark. The trademark, his Patriot Auto Products, this trademark actually lasts for 10 years. Now, it costs about $2,000 to $2,500 to get a trademark in the US. And that being that it was my first product and it really didn't work out, it was just money that I really didn't need to invest in the product. I could have just launched this product without actually doing a trademark and it would have been completely fine. The other thing is when you're designing your logos, there are companies that you can use to help you with logos. One of those companies is 99 Designs. Go and type into Google 99 Designs, it'll come up and you'll see the types of things they do. One of the things is they can help design logos. They can also come up with like your name, like Patriot Auto Products, because sometimes you can get a lot of mental blocks on these types of things and you want to tap into people who can think of it yourself. That said, this was some time ago and the fees back then were pretty up there. You know, like I think their top rated package was about $1,500. Now, of course, me being all very naive and very excited about my car chamois, I had to have the best package. So I spent the $1,500. Now I can tell you, don't do that. It's just completely unnecessary. All you need to do is get their very, very cheapest entry-level product, which is probably around $200 or $300. It's going to give you basically the same results at a much, much cheaper price. So make sure you think about the money, yeah, when you're going to these first products. One of the other mistakes I made in my journey was not focusing on the main prize. You know, ultimately what ended up happening was the product that has done over $45 million in sales is really just like one brand and a couple of variations of that product in the healthcare niche. But during the sort of the beginning phases, I was really looking for other things. Like, what else can I do? What else can I sell? And I remember coming across this affiliate marketing program and I thought, brilliant. That is exactly what I need to do. Affiliate marketing, because in affiliate marketing, all I have to do, it's so easy. I don't have to like design a product like this car chamois, you know, which took, that actually took me one whole year to get that to market, right? So this doesn't happen overnight. And so you don't have to worry about that. I'm just thinking, okay, all I have to do is just promote other people's products. Simple, right? I'm going to do that. And so I did this full training program and I had coaching with some guy in America and I thought everything was going great. And then the very first time I experiment with this affiliate marketing, I put up this link to the product that I was selling and I put it into Facebook, just on my personal Facebook page. I thought, oh, brilliant, let's just give this a go. Just pasted it in, and guess what? I hate to say it. My Facebook account got banned, got like shut down, yeah, like a strike or something. I was like, what the fuck, what's going on here? I thought this was supposed to be simple. I'm just like posting up these links in like on Facebook. And I just had no idea because one, I mean, who actually reads the terms and services of Facebook? Oh, I've never read it, right? And it actually says in there that you can't post up affiliate links. Now, they didn't tell me that, though, in the bloody training program that I had paid all this money to do. Because if they told me that from the get-go, and that would have been like a big one, right, to tell your students, hey, you're going to do this affiliate marketing program. First thing is don't put these links into Facebook or Instagram, whatever. Like that would have been the first thing you'd tell your students, right? No, they didn't say that. It's like, oh, just put these affiliate links up everywhere. And it was just a great big disaster. So I then had to go through all this trouble of trying to get my Facebook account live again. Now, and it was really because I was just, I was not focusing on the main game. I had a product in Amazon that was already selling and it was doing quite well, but I was just still, oh no, there's got to be something else I can do. No. I should have just left off affiliate marketing and just completely focused all my time and attention on the product. Now, strangely enough, what ended up happening is I have actually gone into affiliate marketing, but I'm not the affiliate marketer. What I do now is I hire other people who are affiliate marketers to help promote my product, right? But I don't tell them, don't go into Facebook, because these guys are seasoned professional affiliate marketers. And what they'll do is they will generally have like a huge database of like emails, or they'll have their own website where they offer particular discounts on certain products. And therefore, when they make a sale, they get a commission on it. And that's generally how it works. You'll also find a lot of affiliate marketers are very, very good at doing content for ads in Facebook, right? So you can have, there's ways around these things, right? You don't put an affiliate link directly into Facebook, but if you put a link that goes to a particular page, like a middle page, a landing page, which then goes to the affiliate link, you can get away with things like that. But now what I do is just focus on using the professionals to promote my product when it comes to affiliate marketing. Now, the next thing that I made a huge mistake on was my kitchen knife product. Now, this was after I'd sort of tried and tested the chamois. It didn't really work out. And I was in the Canton Fair doing my thing, walking down the aisles. And the problem is I was still new though. I didn't know what I was doing. And I remember being there and my wife came with me. And if you haven't been to the Canton Fair, it's absolutely ginormous. I mean, imagine, I think the number is about 40 football fields, something like that, something crazy. And it's just row after row after row of manufacturers, generally from China, just there displaying their wares, okay? Now, and it's not even over like a day, it's like over weeks because there's so many things. And there's actually even like different segments. So one segment for like it might go for like 2 weeks will be like kitchen and clothing. And then the next fortnight after that, they'll pull all those people out and they'll put new people in, like which is like medical and something else, right? And so we went on one particular fortnight or one section and we're walking down the aisles. I'm literally just looking at I really had no idea what I wanted to do. I was a bit lost and I was looking for inspiration there and walking down up and down the aisles and you're just picking up just random stuff like glasses. Oh, maybe we should sell glasses. And eventually I came to the kitchen knife section and I just had this like an epiphany, like, oh, kitchen knives. Everyone needs a kitchen knife. And when I say kitchen knife, I mean like a chef knife. But brilliant. That's what I'm going to sell. And I could change it and change the handle and do this and do that. And I start talking with these knife manufacturers and get photos with them. And it was a great time. And ultimately I thought, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And then I went back home and I start designing this kitchen knife packaging, which like transformed. And I've shown that on some of the previous episodes. So if you want to go and have a look, you probably find that somewhere in my previous videos. And it was this, I thought it was actually pretty awesome. Like it was this transforming package that went from a package into a display. That's what it was, package into a display. We can have your knife just sitting there beautifully on your bench. And guys, what ended up happening? I spent in the vicinity of $50,000 on samples and product design and research and just logos, trademarks. I went all down that path. I just spoke before about, you know, trademarks and spending too much money. So I spent a whole bunch more money, $50,000. And I, unlike the car chamois, which I did launch into market, I didn't even launch the knife. I didn't even get there, right? So it was just, and I've still got it sitting at home on my shelf as a reminder of just the things that just never worked out. And it's $50,000. I'm just looking up at my shelf, $50,000 just tied up there that just never went to market. Now, behind the scenes, the reason why it didn't go to market was because my other product, which is the healthcare product, was just going gangbusters. I just, you know what, I'm just going to put this one aside and it's going to just have to go to the graveyard of product ideas. Now, the very last mistake. Now, actually, no, I'm going to say that again. I don't want to say it's my very last mistake. I say it's the one I've written down, last mistake, but I'm sure there's so many mistakes that I've made, but I've come to eight. Eight because ultimately eight is a lucky number. Now, this one is a distribution deal that I did. And so during my journey, I have signed up distribution deals for certain products, okay? Now, the great thing about that is that's exactly something that I teach in my mentoring programs, which is how to source and do deals on products that exist in the marketplace where you don't have to even design a product. I mean, are you listening to that? You don't even have to design a product, yeah? Most people in Amazon training will get you to go and find a product. You have to go to Alibaba, do all this research, try and get the prices, et cetera, et cetera. And then you've got to come up with the logos and the trademarks and all that stuff. Imagine if you just pretend that this car chamois was amazing for 1 second and it wasn't on Amazon. Imagine if you just found that. It's got the barcode. It's got the trademark, the logo. The package is already done. And you can just grab this and just put it into Amazon and start selling it. That's exactly what I did with a healthcare product. Already done, not on Amazon. And just put that into the Amazon USA marketplace and it just started selling. I'm talking like instantly started selling and I started making bank immediately. And then just over time, it just kept growing and growing and growing. Until I said before, you know, $800,000 a month in just USA was nuts. And so that's exactly the formula that I now teach to my clients, particularly my private clients, where I take their hand and do step by step. This is where to find them. This is the deals. Here's the contracts, right? I show them where these products are. And there are products freaking everywhere. Literally only this morning, I was flicking through Instagram, just do, and I came across another product, right? Not on Amazon, and the guys invented it right here in Australia. This is a product that's ripe for you or me finding, doing a deal with him and sending it to Amazon, okay? So this is the type of thing I talk about. But let me want to tell you about one of the mistakes that I made. Now, I did this distribution deal. This is early on, but the way I structured it, though, I said, let's do a profit share. But this particular product, there was just not enough money in it because of some of the things that I now teach you not to do in these deals, because not every product is a winner, right? Even if it's not on Amazon, you can't just go after any product. This particular product was a very, very low retail price. It was under $20. We steer away from those now, right? But I can only tell you that now because I've got the experience of having the failures for you, right? So we would not go into that. And because in this deal, the deal structure was that we would split the profit, but ultimately there was no profit in it because the purchase price was under $20, and by the time you took in our fees and shipping, et cetera, there was just no money in it. So ultimately, I didn't make any money in the deal. If I was to do a deal like that again, I would say that I would get paid a flat rate fee or a percentage of the turnover of sales, right? Turnover of the retail price potentially rather than the profit split. Yeah, and that way, ultimately, I get paid all the time regardless. Okay, guys, so I hope you've enjoyed me telling you all about my mistakes when it comes to selling on Amazon and e-commerce and the deals that I've done that, you know, I say were mistakes, but I want to preface by saying, if it wasn't for all these mistakes and failures, I never would have learned anything. So I'm not saying it's bad to have mistakes. I certainly just wanted to share with you some of the things so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, if you want to learn more about not making these types of mistakes, you can join me in my community. Find the link down below, click on it, and I look forward to seeing you there. Now, if you've really enjoyed this episode, please leave. It'd be great if you could leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcast or Spotify. And until next time, look forward to seeing you then. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.